Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Appreciate you listening to us in Richmond. And you can always take us on the go with the Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network as well. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Coming up at 9:45, your chance to win Caps tickets. When do they drop the puck tonight, Cakes?
7.
7 p.m. puck drop.
Oh,
7 p.m.
And you'll be there.
I have a daddy-daughter dance at St. Elizabeth's, which starts at 6. There's no way I'm going to get out.
How long does that last? I mean, can't be more than like an hour or so, right?
Yeah, but
I talked to one of the dads. They say that they said people start streaming out after like an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Yeah, well, I would be streaming out after about 50 minutes to make it home in time for the puck.
Or streaming the game.
I mean, let's be honest, streaming the game. Because, I mean, how many times are you going to dance with your daughter before your daughter gets sick of doing the dance?
I actually heard from the dad that a lot of the little kids, they don't even dance. They're just there to hang out with their other friends. So you just... I don't know. This one dad told me, he goes, he has a kid who has a first grader, but also a fourth grader. So he's been to a bunch of them. He said that he just shows up with his nice suit and he puts the jacket on the chair and then he talks to other dads.
Yeah, that's kind of the move.
Are you got the young kid? Are you the old? You're the old dad everywhere, right?
You really I'm are. One of the older dads.
Yeah,
I'm not necessarily
I'm there
the
with
oldest.
My youngest.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm kind of in that range. There's a few maybe that might be older than me, but it's very rare.
Yeah.
Very rare with my 14-year-old.
Yeah.
Well, you might.
I am, but you know what? I grew up with my dad was an older dad too. I think your dad was somewhat of an older dad,
somewhat. But I mean, it's just means the end is near. That's
oh yeah. Believe me, I see some of the dads, and I go, I used to have hair like that.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. Is what it is.
Do you think Eminem's bald?
I don't think so.
Where did
so.
That come from?
Well, he was out there.
But he was like the special guest.
He was out there with the commissioner.
No, because I've seen him without the hat. I don't think he is.
I don't do all the pre-draft shtick. I sit down at 8:05 and
annoying.
I wait for the picks.
I know. Oh, right.
I got there when
I put it on 10 minutes early.
And Aiden Hutchinson were hyping up the crowd. And I was
He's
like,
so anti. Meanwhile, he watches a million fantasy shows before draft. Before,
I don't watch as many. I run a lot of sim/mock drafts myself. I don't need
or you listen to podcasts.
This is all you missed. Eminem just pounding his chest going, let's go Detroit.
Right. Yes. I'm sure I missed a lot.
It was stupid.
I'm sure I missed a lot.
And Calvin Johnson.
I think he lightened his beard a little bit. I don't think it was quite
it looked
stark,
more natural.
I don't think it was stark black.
I think Eminem is the type of dude that is more comfortable in like that dad hat look. Kind of like you're more comfortable wearing a hat. I think he's the same way.
I'm glad I tuned in to see Megatron step to the mic and go, what up, doe?
Right.
That was great. I mean, certainly worth watching.
Right.
Hey, we haven't heard from What Up Doe guy lately.
I haven't heard from
him.
I was reminded by it last night, though, watching.
What Up Doe? I don't know.
The guy that calls in all the time.
He calls in from, like, New Carrollton or Atlanta or something.
800-636-1067. Let me actually just flip the script real quick before we go to the calls.
Yeah.
So I said, what do you want to do next? All of us kind of believe they need to go offensive line, get a receiver, kind of the same things.
Corner.
What would upset you as a fan, EB?
Ooh.
Like, I think this would be the scenario that might upset you as a fan.
I know what would upset me. You can go first.
If they went with the next two picks, defensive lineman, linebacker, I think you'd be disappointed.
Not if defensive line, edge rusher. Are you counting?
No, not edge.
You mean
I'm saying
interior lineman, like a big ugly.
Like they get another Mathis type.
Here's what I can't
defensive
have.
Defensive tackle?
Yes.
I can't have an offensive lineman double dip. It's fine to take one. Like, one of the two is fine. At 36 or 40, can be a big, fat offensive lineman.
You can't do a double dip?
Can't be both.
Why? We just want to bolster that?
No.
It secures the
offense. No, because it angered me last year when Ron did the defensive backfield double dip with Quan Martin and Forbes.
What if they do the double dip, though? They go left tackle.
Receivers.
What if they
now,
do?
Now, if it's double receivers, it no, is position dependent.
But what if they do left tackle, left guard? Like, they say, you know what? We kind of feel good at the right side with Cosme.
Here's why. Here's why.
Who's the right tackle right now?
JP, you're overspending.
With Wiley.
I trust I have the utmost trust in Adam Peters that he can go find those big immobile goofballs to play on the interior, the centers and the guards. Those are more like fourth round picks and after. You don't have to spend 36 and 40 on those guys.
I would
36
agree.
And 40 are for premium spots. Left tackle, starting corner,
receiver,
wide receiver depth. Not for a guard. No, thank you. That's for later in the draft.
I don't think they'll take a linebacker. Maybe later in the draft, but they don't really need a linebacker.
They signed
Luvu.
They signed Wagner. Him in.
Yeah.
It's a very poo-poo linebacker draft.
Right.
Yeah, so they don't really need one.
So that would anger me. Back-to-back offensive linemen.
When was the first kicker taken last year? Remember there was a kicker taken pretty high? It was
the Terps
Niners.
Kicker.
Yeah. Niners wasn't took it, a fourth rounder.
Ryland? Is his name Ryland for the Patriots? I think he had Terp. Yeah. And he had a dicey rookie season, too.
All right, let's go to the phones. You want to chime in, 800-636-1067. You can still weigh in on Jaden Daniels. Do you love the pick? But now we're talking about what they should do next.
I think I would hate this. If they do what this guy says, is this Mark from Largo? This would be a Mark from Largo call. Mark.
This is Mark from St. Pete, Florida. And I'm not talking about the next pick, Eric. Right. This call is really for Jason mostly and whoever pays attention to college football. Remember the last time the Redskins drafted highly regarded Heisman-winning quarterback?
Yeah.
Whatever happened with that? Didn't work out so well.
We talked about it earlier.
Well, all right, maybe I missed it today. There's a quarterback sitting out there that's undefeated, that had a higher rating than he did, Jaden Daniels, that beat Jaden Daniels head-to-head, was undefeated this year with only two interceptions, and yet nobody talks about Jordan Travis. I'm not talking about next pick. I'm talking about fourth round, fifth round. Somebody needs to get this kid that just wins and plays incredible without ever turning the ball over.
Well, he must not be considered as a great prospect because six teams took quarterbacks and didn't take your guy.
If he was 6'4", Mark, and 220, he would have been a first round pick. But he's kind of small.
Yeah, he is a little small, but JP, you're wrong. One thing about that, I'm not talking about him going first, but he had a devastating leg injury. That's why he's not, at least thinking about. He would have been a second round pick, I would guess. Being undefeated and what he did at FSU was pretty damn incredible. So, especially the way he looked against LSU that game, he looked incredible.
Good college player, but I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. I mean, he'll probably
What's
be a backup.
What's the kid's name again?
Jordan Travis.
He was Florida 24.
State. Oh, okay.
You remember his leg snap.
Yeah, I've got him here. He's listed as fourth of the best available quarterback. So he'll get picked by somebody, but
he might be the next Kirk Cousins is what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I don't want to.
Well, you're a little bit biased being down there in Florida. You're obviously a Florida State fan.
Yeah.
Definitely am.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
All right, thank you, buddy. No, I don't want it. We just got to go all in. We can't do that divided loyalty bit on any level.
Totally.
You got to go all in.
Right.
Support the kid. Give him everything he needs. And then it's either going to happen or it's
not.
You
have Mariota as the backup at this point. Let's get to the point now where the Commanders can actually just carry two quarterbacks on the roster. That's okay. Have one on the practice squad.
They have four arms.
Just have a practice squad guy and have your two on the active roster.
Fromm will battle it out with the other guy they signed.
Driscoll and those guys,
they can battle it out. It's fine.
Driscoll might have the nod, though, because he could always play tight end.
Like, do you have to carry three? I guess if they're, you have a revolving door at quarterback like the Commanders have for decades.
I think a lot of teams carry three.
Yeah. They don't have to be active. They won't be active each week, but you'll have three.
Just stash them on the practice squad.
Yeah, or just inactive.
Now I'm upset. I can't get past trading for Brandon Ayuk. It's got me thinking about it all day now, or at least until 9:54:20.
You have the cap space.
They definitely have cap space. They have the second most active cap space right now, behind the Pats.
I'll tell you what would excite me the most. You asked me what do I want them to do. I trust them, but what would excite me the most is if we got some sort of just baller playmaker at receiver. That would excite me the most. Right?
Well, there's guys out there.
Same rhymes with Brandon Schmaiuk. And he plays for the Niners.
For the person who always
Mitchell
says,
ran a 4-3-4.
Listen, I would be excited to add Brandon Ayuk. I'm just trying to be reason.
You just
to be
don't
objective. Want to
give up draft capital.
Yeah, and I'm just trying to be objective and think how they're thinking. Well, listen, would he be exciting on game day? 100%.
What if you can
I know,
get...
but you're the person who always screams prospects or suspects.
That's
you're
true.
You're getting a guaranteed bona fide playmaking receiver.
What if you're in the room and
in the prime of his career?
I'm not going to hate it. I would be super excited every time he made a catch.
Peters gets this offer. We'll trade you Brandon Ayuk for your third and your fifth this year. Now you're going to have to sign him to a big deal when he comes in.
Oh, you
got to
get more than the third and the fifth, right, for Ayuk. Niners ain't doing that.
I just think that they're thinking long term. They're not thinking they're going to go all in this year. That's all.
He can be a long term player. He's young.
Yeah, mid-20s.
I know he's young. But
I don't know what the value of taking Ayuk over... Other than he's proven, I guess that's the value over.
Oh yeah,
like I'm looking at Kuiper's big board.
He's a sure thing,
and he's got in his top five of guys available. He has Mitchell from Texas, who ran a 4.34, and then he's got Ladd McConkey from Georgia,
who's also fast little whitey.
Didn't I read something about Mitchell where they say he wasn't like aggressive at the point of. Or whatever, that the high-pointing balls and stuff. Like, they wish he was a little more aggressive in those kinds of things. 50-50 situation. I don't know.
I don't know.
Turned me off.
I mean, obviously, his accolades are the speed.
Yeah.
But I think you can get... Look, I'm an Ayuk guy. Who?
Mitchell.
6'2", 205.
It's pretty big. That's decent size receiver.
6'1", 186.
Yeah, he's...
He ran a 4.39.
By the way,
he's fast.
I was very stunned to learn that Ricky Pearsall, who the Niners took, was whitey.
Oh, yeah, he's a whitey.
I saw his bio.
He's actually good.
I had to do this to my computer.
Because you... Why? Because you just figured Florida receiver is...
Florida receiver.
You're not watching
going
on TV.
In the first round.
Yeah, he didn't watch him.
By that time...
Oh, you went to bed.
I was the mayor of Sleep City.
Uh-oh.
So I had to look. I was like, Ricky Pearsall.
I think I would have rather.
This on my computer.
I had Pearsall on one of my fantasy teams.
Yeah.
Really, I mean, he's good. I don't know if he was late first round good. I mean, I think I might rather have McConkey, but.
Right.
You know, those guys.
He's
watch
tatted
these guys
up.
On film.
I'll tell you that. Because when I was watching on TV, like his calves have tats all over the place. Then I'm clicking on an image.
I'm
right
not
going
to ever doubt Kyle Shanahan on his offensive prowess. He knows.
Definitely not.
Let's go to Michael in D.C. Michael, what's up, man? What do you think?
Hey, first time caller and first time listener. Good morning.
First time listener.
Yeah.
How's that possible?
He's visiting from London.
Oh, yeah.
I am with my American accent. Gotta love the draft last night, gentlemen. Regarding Washington, lifelong Washington fan. I remember Joe Theismann winning the Super Bowl, Doug Williams and Mark Rippon. They had the hogs. They had the greatest offensive line, arguably,
in the NFL at the time.
So. We've been around for a bit. Go ahead.
Thanks for the history lesson.
Here comes the attacks.
We have to take a page out of their book. It doesn't matter about the accolades of Jaden Daniels. If you don't protect Jaden Daniels, he could likely suffer the same fate that RG3 did. And that's a fact. It's not my opinion. So I'm looking at the center, Jackson Prowers, I think his name is, from, is it Oregon?
Do you want a center, you said? Let me see the best available
center. We can go Jackson Prowers Johnson from Oregon, or we go Kingsley, the offensive tackle from BYU, Tuamataya.
Jackson Prowers Johnson, yes, from Oregon. He is ranked as the second center in the draft behind the kid that went last night.
I mean, it's not going to be sexy, but, I mean, everyone sort of understands the need to
bulk
the offensive
line. They just center from Dallas, Yadish.
Yeah, that's true.
You've got to protect the quarterback, gentlemen. And
they need a tackle. They need a tackle more than a center.
I'll tell you what.
So Blake Fisher, Notre Dame.
You're false advertising. You're from London. You sound like you're from Manassas. What is going on here?
No, I am not from where you think I'm from. I'm from where I just said I'm from. But we call it the gridiron over there. The NFL is great. Love the NFL.
Hold on. Where were you born, Ricky?
London, England.
Oh, okay. Where were you raised?
Ah, now you get into it. Moved to Arlington, Virginia when I was 14 years
old. That makes sense.
All right. And then when did you go back to London?
About 20 years ago, 2004.
Why are you coming back now?
What are you here for now?
I'm visiting for the next few weeks. I'm on assignment.
All
and
right.
I get to listen to the Sport Junkies. What a bonus, right?
Right. All right, well, thanks.
Huge bonus for you. Big glow up for you.
All right, we're just messing with you. All right, Mike, yeah,
thank
Michael,
you.
Thank you, buddy.
For the call, man.
Thank
we,
you.
We actually do appreciate it.
Yeah.
According to ESPN, according right, to ESPN, you. The next guys available in terms of tackles, Blake Fisher, 6'6", 310 from Notre Dame, Roger Rosengarten from Washington, 6'5", 308.
This
and
is why
Kingsley Sumataya.
This is why I feel
BYU.
Silly critiquing these guys because there's just too many guys.
Like, yeah, how are you going to know?
You don't know. I'm just going to trust them.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, trust them. And we have so many needs that it almost can't go wrong.
But what was the scenario?
I guess
that would
if they drafted
you?
A punter, I'd be upset.
Yeah.
They're not drafting a punter.
I agree. That's our strongest position.
They should never draft a punter, a kicker. Or a long snapper.
I thought you were going to say a defense because you're just in fantasy mode until no, the last
I'm,
round.
I'm a reasonable person. No,
if they draft another quarterback to kind of like couch their bets a little bit like the Shannies did.
Like a Purdy?
That's not going to happen.
That would be a disaster.
It's not
we
happening.
We're not going down that road.
What if it's a seventh round pick and he's like, well, I did this with Brock Purdy. I did Trey Lance and Purdy.
No. We got to be all in.
Doesn't Brian Greasy try to lay claim to that pick? I think he gets credit for making the Purdy pick.
Is that right? Is that
I think so.
He's quarterback's coach.
Everybody wants credit for the Purdy pick.
Sure.
No one takes blame for the
No one takes blame for the dumb organization.
Yeah. I don't know how you can give credit or you got to say, I'll let Peters cook. I'll let him do what he needs to do. And then all of a sudden, if the scenario is Peters wants to take a seventh round quarterback, is I don't like that.
I don't want to do that.
I
mean, I have an opinion. That's the one thing I wouldn't want. Is that don't want another?
Yeah, but don't you want it? Don't you just want to give Adam the freedom to do what he
yeah,
does best?
One caveat. I generally think a seventh
as a radio host
a
who's trying to entertain and do business. I have one caveat: just don't draft another quarterback.
But what if he's drafting to be a good backup because Mariota's just going to be a backup for a year?
No, you can find backup
can
quarterbacks
find
walking the street. They're dying.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just throwing out
backups
the scenario.
Backups are like farts. Everyone's got them.
Call Joe Flacco if you need another backup. He's
didn't
available.
He signed with Cleveland and they're 100 quarterbacks.
I'm just saying down the road. Next
actually,
year,
where'd he sign? He didn't sign with Cleveland.
He's with the Colts.
Yeah. Colts.
Big Colts fan. He'll be available next year. What I'm saying is easy to find second or third string quarterbacks for the most part. Especially if the Atlanta Falcons. You'll take that guy with the number 8 overall pick in Michael Penix.
Mm-hmm. Don't you think Fromm has got to be quaking in his boots that they signed Driscoll? Because you're clearly not on the – because he's just
happy
paycheck.
To get a check.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, so that check's going to go away.
Right.
Because they brought in their own guy.
He'll go to another team and battle to be the third string guy there.
If somebody wants him.
Right.
I mean, Trace has been on his – he's been on 5 teams.
Right.
As a number three.
Has he had any calls in the last couple of days?
He's had calls, but they're going to wait till the draft's over. Then that's when they start trying to fill in the rosters.
Right.
It's just hard. When you're
rooting
third,
for him.
When you're a third string quarterback, man, it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard to land jobs.
Remember, 9:45, your chance to win Caps tickets. Take more of your calls next at 800-636-1067. What do you want to see Washington do next in the draft?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. Got Caps tickets on the line coming up in 20 minutes. We opened up the show and spent most of the time talking about Jaden Daniels. If you missed our reaction, you can watch the YouTube video at the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page. Mike Marr's doing a great job putting more and more videos up daily. So subscribe to the channel. It's the 106.7 The Fan YouTube channel. And you can see clips from our show daily. I usually tweet them out as well and put them on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thejunks. A lot of ways to follow us, but subscribe to that YouTube channel. But right now, we're not talking about Jaden. I think overall, we all like Jaden. Jason and I prefer Drake May.
Yeah, but I don't think Jaden is going to be a complete failure. I think he can be a really good quarterback.
I agree with you.
There's a lot of factors, but I don't hate the pick.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I told you, I'm a little nervous, probably unjustifiably so. I have the memories of RG3, well, and they had similar skinny builds and similar college resumes. If they would have taken Drake May instead,
I would have been nervous about that too.
Yeah, you should be.
You know, I mean, because that's how hard the position is.
That's why I'm kind of muted. Like, I'm excited because I know he can run around and make it interesting, but my excitement is muted because until he does it, you don't know.
At some point, the number two pick has to hit for this team because it's been so bad for the last few years.
Yeah. We need it desperately.
You know, 12 years or whatever.
We need it.
And I'm also tainted by Justin Fields kind of busting out. Now, Cakes brought up a good point. He wasn't the number two pick. He was the number 11 pick.
He's on a second team.
And he's on his second team.
As a top 11 pick.
You know,
didn't pick up his option either.
But similar to pretty much all of these quarterbacks who were drafted, great college resume.
Mm-hmm.
Great college resume.
Unbelievable.
And then similar to Jaden Daniels in that he's an unbelievable runner.
Mm-hmm.
And he just hasn't developed as a passer. So maybe Jaden Daniels is further along. But you can check out the YouTube video of our reaction earlier. Right now, we're talking about what did they do next. So if you had your dream five picks, EB, all right, Cakes doesn't want back-to-back tackles. Give me your dream five picks. I know you're stuck on Ayuk, so I'll give you one. I'll go left tackle, wide receiver. Now I got the next three picks, which are in the top 100. Now I'll turn to defense. I'll throw in a corner. I'll go edge. And then,
I mean, the head coach is a defensive-oriented guy.
And then
he ain't gonna let him just go there and just pick offensive
guys.
All of
those positions make sense.
And then I guess I'll go tight end. I'll fill all the spots.
The GM is a former defensive end too. I'm not gonna ignore defense.
I'm gonna go left tackle, corner at 36 and 40. Then my next three picks are not necessarily in this order.
No.
Tight end.
Okay.
Wide out. Edge rusher.
Oh, so we have the same five.
We're all gonna have the same five. Positions.
I mean, I would prefer to have, if we have a chance to say, how many tight ends have gone? Brock Bowers is only one.
Yeah, just one.
What if we have a chance to get the second best tight end in the draft and everybody has him as a second round grade or something?
I think he's kind of a late second round or third round grade.
That's why the kid Sanders from Texas.
So maybe I want wide receiver tight end. Like, I feel like I can find a left tackle.
So you're going wide receiver tight end with the top two picks?
Maybe.
Look at me.
I feel like I could find... Like, give me a couple guys. I'll do the old Matt Valdez method. I'll bring in three tackles and hope one of them hits.
All right.
You know what I mean? I'll draft one in the fourth round. I'll draft one in the sixth.
Yeah, but I feel like left tackle, isn't going to be popular. Like a guy with like a pedigree, like a first or second round pedigree. Like,
I just need a guy with great feet.
Fifth or sixth round left tackle seems dicey.
I just need a guy with great feet.
I know this isn't going to be
just
popular.
Give me great feet and we'll figure it out.
And I just said I would draft a wide receiver, but devil's advocate, they really need a wide receiver because Jahan Dotson was just drafted. And I know we're kind of scarred by year number two, but he was a high draft choice who looked really good as a rookie. They have De'Ami Brown.
I don't even count him. I don't take him seriously.
I don't think you could have too many receivers.
Yeah, I need layered talent at wideout. Look what the Bears did. They draft Caleb Williams. They draft another wide receiver to go along with DJ Moore and Keenan Allen. They don't just look at their team and say, well, we've got two pretty good receivers. I think we're okay. We'll just fill in the gaps with free agents and six and seven.
And I also
guys.
Think they need
They're
a
spending
big,
big capital on them.
They need a bigger receiver because they struggled with that in the red zone because they don't have real big receivers.
Right.
They got speedsters, but I think it would behoove them if they had a kid 6'3", 6'4".
Does Casey have a big receiver? They seem to make do with a lot of speedy guys, right?
Who, Kansas City?
Yeah. Do they have a big one?
Yeah, I mean, but Travis Kelce.
They got Kelce.
Yeah, that counts as a big receiver.
Our big guy can be our tight end.
By the way, that Kansas City offense, could be scary because they added Hollywood Brown and then they drafted Xavier Worthy, right? They traded with the Bills. Like, they have burners on the outside now.
And I heard a projection, Rashee Rice, who obviously has some legal issues right now, I heard somebody say that they don't think he's going to get more than four games.
Four-game suspension.
Yeah.
All right.
So then they are loaded at receiver.
You might be right. You might be right.
All right,
I don't know. I'm almost talking myself out of the wide receiver pick early, because you also brought in. I know you might laugh. You brought in Jameson Crowder, so that's like your slot guy. You got Terry McLaurin. You got Jahan Dotson.
I'm going to redo my list.
I think they need
list.
Someone else.
Wide receiver, tight end, wide receiver, wide receiver.
All right, let's do
let's
that.
Load up, baby. Let's help out Jaden Daniels.
What about a versatile running back? You don't want that.
We've already got that. His name's Austin Eckler.
All right. Yeah, you don't believe one year guy.
You don't believe in Olamide Zaccheaus?
No.
No.
I've seen him hop around from team to team with the Falcons and the Eagles. He's like a 20 or 30 catch a year type of guy. There's nothing special there.
10 last year.
I need special, JP. Right. That's what I'm looking
for. All right, let's go to John in Richmond. Hey, John. What's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, good morning, gents, and thanks so much for having me. This is my first time calling in.
Thank
nice.
You for calling.
You're not
thank
from
you
London,
for supporting
are you?
The Junkies.
What's up, Johnny?
Thank you. Appreciate it. This, just wanted to point out something that nobody has talked about, and maybe they have, but I haven't really uncovered it.
All right.
Because of injuries to two starters and a shuffling of the O-line in Kansas City, both Allegretti and Wiley were starters on that Super Bowl offensive line that had Patrick Mahomes running for his life against Tampa. And for some reason, that scares me a lot. I think we need to basically draft both a tackle and a guard. Just want to see what you guys think about that.
I think you're probably right, but guard, I think, is something that you address later. I don't think that's like you pick a guard at 36 or 40, unless a guy just is way outclasses everybody else that's still left on the board.
I don't know anything about
Allegretti. How much did they give Allegretti? How much money did they give him?
I don't think it was a
that
ton.
That kind of dictates.
I have to look it up.
Sort of their expectations.
Are we kind of tossing out the kids they drafted last year? Daniels like and Stromberg?
I am, but somebody did write an article about don't forget about Daniels.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe he's much better
they
now.
They were pretty high picks. Now, maybe
it
Ron
was a high
just
pick,
botched
but I remember
it.
People just said he was terrible.
Yeah, I
but
know.
Maybe he just
maybe
was
they
unprepared.
Can get him, maybe they make him better.
Guys do improve.
Yeah, better coaching.
All right, let's.
I know they looked at Jamin Davis's fifth-year option and said, we're not picking that up.
Yeah, but I think
you're
it's kind
need
of a
to
trend.
Prove it to us in,
I think that's a trend.
Defense.
Hey, Valdez, we never said real quick, do you like your pick, the corner from Clemson? Isn't that who they took?
Nate Wiggins, yeah.
Yeah. Are you,
he's good. He's fast.
I like the pick. It's a low-key need for the Ravens.
When was the last time you didn't like a Ravens pick?
Probably
good
never.
Good question. Actually, I really didn't get sized for Hayden Hurst.
Oh, really? Was that the tight end?
Valdez was selling me hard on Rashad Bateman because he got extended by the Ravens. Yeah. Apparently, they never extend their wideouts.
Okay.
He's very high on him next year.
All right.
And
let's
he's a Ravens
Edgar
insider.
And Frederick. Hey, Edgar, what's up?
What's up, Junks?
What's up?
Hey, listen, I really think with 36 and 40, they should go ahead and go corner, wide receiver. I don't care in which order. Somebody like Kool-Aid. I can drink that Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
I can also be good with McClinton, wide receiver. And then, go for the tackle, tight end, and maybe a linebacker or another lineman on the third round.
Yeah, I mean,
right.
Those
sounds
same,
like a decent plan.
Same positions we're kind of throwing out there.
Allegretti, who was signed away from the Chiefs, 3-year, $16 million deal. He got about $9 million guaranteed.
Mm. All right, so they're planning to play him.
Yeah,
definitely. They're planning to play him.
Yes.
So I just went to PFF.
He's a starter.
Best available players left. So they have Cooper DeJean from Iowa, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Then they have a defensive lineman from Illinois, Jertan Newton. But then they've got the wide receiver from Texas next and the corner from Alabama, Kool-Aid. After
I mean, you also want a guy named Kool-Aid McKinstry on your roster, EB. That's a good name.
I mean,
that's a good football
it's an unbelievable name.
There's also a wide receiver from Oregon. Drab, what's up with Troy Franklin? Silly?
He's pretty silly.
Good. I think he led the college football perhaps in receiving yards last year.
Well, he's got Bo Nix throwing two-yard passes.
Right, by the way, are you pro Bo Nix going to Denver? Or you didn't really chime
pro
in on
pro or anti-Bo?
Bo's probably
Can he mold him into a mini Drew Brees?
No, that's just out of control.
I mean, out of control speculation.
Out of control comp.
Bo Nix is a second to third round quarterback. Broncos panic.
But there are plenty of good second round quarterbacks that have been good.
He's
got many.
He's going to have to sit for a little bit. Now, problem is he's sitting behind Zach.
I don't know if he's sitting that much because the rest of that quarterback room is
that could be the problem. That could be the problem with him.
Damn it.
But if there's one guy you want him to play for, I mean, Peyton knows the position.
Well, he better prepare to get screamed at like Russell Wilson was getting screamed at. Or maybe he's just going to be more prepared than Russell Wilson and run the offense better.
Right.
Sean Payton did not like him so Russell Wilson so late last year.
If you had to bet against any of these first-round quarterbacks, the one you're betting against would be Bo Nix. That would be the first one.
I'm betting against everybody but Penix. It's my guy. I have to wait 2 years to see him. He's the
everybody
best,
else, you're
best
against Caleb. You're against Jaden. You're against – I mean, you don't believe
it until
you see
anti? Him.
No, Caleb will be fine.
So you're a Jaden you don't like. Yeah, by the way, we never got your opinion. Do you like the Jaden pick?
No. He was fourth on my QB board.
He was fourth on your board. How long did you spend putting your board together?
4 months.
Oh, okay.
By the way, to borrow your back padding machine, my draft board was 1 through 5, the same order that they were actually picked. Congrats me.
All right, but I think it's based on where they're going to be like 2 or 3 years.
The board is
that
about who's going to be the best.
You just aped all the mocks.
You didn't even watch any film, you admitted. By the way, here are your second round picks over now. I don't have from the last couple, but here's an example of second round picks in history. Drew Lock, DeShone Kizer, Christian Hackenberg, Derek Carr, Jimmy G, Geno Smith, Brock Osweiler, Andy Dalton, Colin Kaepernick, Timmy Clawson, Pat White.
I think Drew Brees was a second-round pick.
Sure.
Yeah. I think Boomer Esiason was a second-round pick. I mean, I could think of guys that had picked in the second round that were successful.
But the vast majority,
probably every
the vast majority,
probably 20 duds.
Are guys like Kevin Cobb.
Kevin Cobb.
Chad Henne.
I remember Kevin Cobb.
Jimmy Clawson.
Chad Henne played like 16 years.
No, they may have careers.
Elite
but
career.
I know, but when he's saying Bo Nix is a second-rounder.
Hey, you know how much money he made?
I know he made a ton of dough.
You know how little he worked?
He made zero impact in the NFL.
Christian Hackenberg.
He's laughing all the way to the bank.
Trust me, I know that.
What? Christian Hackenberg was a bust.
I'm just saying the vast majority of second rounders, if he's saying Bo Nix is a second rounder, the vast majority of them are
so he's betting against them. He's betting against
them. The only thing I remember about Christian Hackenberg was like a beat reporter in his rookie camp said he got hit by a ball or almost hit by a ball on the sidelines that was like 20 yards off target.
From Sackenberg.
Yeah. Poor guy.
Yeah. The only thing I'll say about the receivers is I am scared about that one metric that when you look at draft success. And quarterbacks are kind of middle of the pack. But receivers, they're like the least likely to
hit. The big hits are like at center.
It's really hard to hit on an elite receiver.
Hit meaning they sign a second contract
with
the same team.
The metric isn't great. Yeah. But it's, it is a metric.
Yeah.
We don't do the metric system here in the United States, EB. You should know that.
We don't do metrics.
Eric, there could be three more DeMatha kids drafted this weekend.
Oh, good.
What about
Roosevelt guys?
I haven't heard about the Roosevelt dude.
Hey, there was a Quince Orchard kid pick.
I saw that.
Well, number 21.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also went to Maryland first. But Marshawn Lloyd, who's a running back from USC, he could go.
Remember him.
The safety from Michigan, Josh Wallace, he could go. Mm-hmm. And there's one other. John Morgan from Arkansas. Mm-hmm. So possibly get three
good
more.
Good luck to them.
Hopefully get
three more stags in the NFL.
That'd be awesome.
800-636-1067 is the number. Coming up next, we'll give you a chance to win some Caps tickets for Game 4 here on the Junkies.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. Going to give you a chance to win Caps tickets here momentarily. You can call in now at 800-636-1067. We're going to play Who's Older?
Ooh, I like
a
this
Cap okay. or a Station Luminary.
Okay, good. Like it.
You want an example?
Sure.
Who's Let's older cakes, Connor McMichael or Mike Marr?
Mike Marr.
Hold on. Mikey, I think Mikey from the Caps is like, he's either like 22 or 23. He might be 20.
Mike Marr's got to be 23. Mike Marr's got to be 24.
Mike Marr, definitely 25. Older than Mikey from the Caps.
Actually, he's probably 25.
I know I'm right.
Connor McMichael is?
23, I'm going to say.
23.
Yeah.
Mike Marr's 24.
Thank you.
You guys would win.
Thank you. We're money at this game. We slay at this game.
That's how you play the game.
Now, it just matters how the listeners do at the game.
So you can call in now at 800-636-1067. A couple things that we didn't mention about the draft. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw this. Jared Goff's fiance is an absolute smoke show.
I've seen her before. Busties.
Is that is that his number? Is that his number two? He wasn't married before.
I don't believe he's been married.
Oh, okay,
I don't think.
I think he's engaged. I think I saw her described as.
Why
fiance.
Do you think that?
I thought he was married before. I have no idea.
I just remember he had a smoke with him when he was. He has like a little Jim Nance like putting thing or like a little green and thing like backyard green that he, you know. Hits into.
Well, I'll try and get a picture up on Instagram.
Handsome. He was the number one pick in the draft. He's won a Super Bowl. Right. He's worth tens of millions of dollars.
Yes.
She's a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model. Yeah.
Shocker.
Why didn't he just date like a chess player?
Is anything surprising here? Nothing here surprising.
And then Caleb Williams got a pretty attractive girlfriend too.
Didn't see her.
Caleb had a girlfriend there?
Yeah.
And no, didn't see. What was
she was tall. Jason probably would have liked her. She probably had heels on, but
she did look tall.
She looked as tall as Caleb.
Right.
She maybe taller.
Did you see? I think it went. Damn, I'm trying to remember who it was. Oh, Cam Newton. Cam Newton was one of the before the draft guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he was part of the coverage on NFL Network.
I didn't
Network,
see him, JP.
But they had a side by side of Cam Newton next to Drake May. Drake May loved Cam Newton. He said, "You're my MVP." You know, he grew up in Carolina.
Yeah.
And then Jaden Daniels looked like a munchkin next to Cam.
He doesn't have the Bickle 10-inch
Cam
crop.
Newton probably outweighs him by 80 pounds.
I mean, I'm broad.
But I also think it was, I think Jaden was not standing as close to the camera. So, the closer you are to camera, you seem bigger. But somebody tweeted us, a side-by-side of Cam next to Drake and Cam next to Jaden. And Jaden looked like a top.
Reminds me of? I just thought of this.
JD.
Jaden reminds me of... a taller Crick. Crick had that awkward, skinny, narrow body.
Yeah.
Yes. He's a taller Crick.
I think the comp to Randall Cunningham is pretty good, which is, that's but old school. Athletic. I understand.
Obviously.
Yeah, of course. That goes without saying.
Right.
Crick was one of the worst athletes I've ever
seen. No disrespect.
Crickety.
Yeah.
No, it is what it is. I'll tell him to his face. Yeah. All right. You want to bang out these or no?
Yeah. A couple.
Right. Let's go to.
Oh, we're doing Who's Older, right?
Oh, we're playing a game? All right.
Giving away the Caps tickets. Game 4, Sunday, Capital One Arena.
All right. Daniel.
Yes, sir.
Daniel, who is older? Washington Capitals head coach Spencer Carberry or our super producer, Drab?
I think I know this.
I have no idea how old your producer is, but I know Spencer Carberry is... I'm going to go ahead and go Spencer Carberry at 42.
Ooh.
Spencer Carberry is 42. Drab, 41. We got a winner. Just like that. Boom.
Good. You're going.
You won a pair of tickets to the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Their second home game, Sunday, April 28th at Capital One Arena. Limited tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com.
Drab. Jason.
Yes.
What Canadian province does Coach Carbs hail from? Testing your Canadian geography.
Ontario?
Incorrect.
Saskatchewan.
Incorrect.
I think I'm tapped out.
I don't know the difference. Are provinces the same as cities?
No.
Oh, say that again.
What province is like a state? Think of it as a state.
Spencer Carberry come from in Canada?
Quebec.
No.
Montreal. Is that a province?
That's got to be a city.
Might be the odds-on favorite here.
BC?
British Columbia, yeah. Yeah, very good.
I was going to say Vancouver, but that's not a province.
I feel like there are 12 provinces. I have no idea.
Not sure the number of provinces in Canada. It might be 12 or 13.
I thought it was 14.
Nova Scotia, Saskatchewan, what else? Alberta. I can't go much deeper than that.
I have been to Canada once, and it was to British Columbia.
Right.
And it was 1988.
High school trip.
And I'll never go back.
Why, did you have a bad experience?
Actually, you know what? I've been there twice because I went over. When we went to Detroit.
Yes. Did you go to Windsor?
I went to Windsor.
You did? I didn't make the trip across international borders.
Yes, I went to Windsor.
I only see 10 provinces, by the way, on Wikipedia.
I don't know.
I forgot about the Windsor trip.
When we do our show on Monday.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to recap the draft because there's two more days of the draft. But we will also be talking about the Washington Capitals.
Yes.
All right. If they win one out of two, how are you feeling? Jason will say it's over. If they win one out of two,
I'll feel meh.
Yeah, I'm not going to
feel
right.
Mad. You're in a 1-3 hole. Which is
they've got to lose
back
both.
To New York.
If they lose both, how much time will we spend on it?
Zero.
5 seconds.
No, nothing.
We're going to do recap. Seconds. We're going to do Commander's recap for the whole show.
If the Caps get swept, it'll be, Caps got swept by the Rangers. They were lucky to be in the playoffs. Let's look forward to next season.
And if they win two, I'll be back to my 48%.
If they win both at Capital One Arena, then it's on,
that
baby.
Ain't happening.
It's on.
Why couldn't it happen?
I mean, it's physically possible.
In 2018, it's not probable. We all buried them.
Yeah.
I mean, Cakes said, where did he say they were? What was the quote that you had in 2018? It was
they were like a dead body floating in the
floater. Floater in the Potomac.
Right.
Floater after they went down 0-2 to
Columbus. Well, I'm just being negative, Nelly.
I know.
I'm just saying.
And listen, you're likely correct. Unlike your Drake May prediction.
That was bad. I told you I didn't have inside info.
Yeah, you
clearly didn't.
I tried to tell you.
But it's not like he's way off.
Didn't believe me.
I mean, it was the next pick.
Yeah. I thought it was a good play. $70 would have paid me $4.56.
I pulled a Valdez and I zagged with Grant and Danny and I picked Drake May. But I knew.
You never stick to your principles. He was also on your FUBAR list.
I zagged.
Oh, you put $70 on that?
Yeah.
He was trying to hit a home. He was trying to hit a grand slam.
That's donk move.
All right, we got to get out of here. Keep it here for all your draft coverage.
Management.
For Bish Bucks, Cakes, EB, I'm JP. Have a great weekend. Be Mitch and Finley coming up next right here on The Fan.
Let's go, Cap.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.